Good morning, the Hawk.
Hey, this is Aaron Watson.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend, the vaquero, the underdog, a true cowboy country independent superstar, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Watson. Yeah,
dude, that is straight up some WWE caliber. That's perfect.
Woo! I have been waiting to talk to you, Mr. Watson. Thank you so much for calling.
You bet, brother. Man, thank y'all for having me. We're going to be coming to your neck of the woods, I hear.
Oh, my gosh. When I got the news, I darn near fell out of my chair. We are so excited to have you here in East Idaho. Saturday, June 30th, you're going to be playing a historic theater, the Colonial Theater, in downtown Idaho Falls. Big, huge stage for you to run around on, man. And, you know, you've been a lot of places, but you've never been to Idaho Falls, so this is the first time here in East Idaho. We're excited. How you doing, man? I mean, where are you right now?
Well, I'm good right now. Let me just tell you, I'm at home. My wife, this stays between us and your listeners.
Okay.
She's been chewing on me all week about this and that. We're trying to sell another house.
Uh-huh.
So we've been moving stuff over to the old house, staging it all week.
Uh-huh.
She just left to go on a little shopping trip with her girlfriends for 2 days.
Yes.
I mean, I'm the happiest man on God's green earth right now. I'm keeping it real with you. After I do these interviews, I'm going to go get on my tractor. I'm putting in a little sandlot baseball field for my boys.
Oh, man.
I'm going to mess around on the tractor. I don't know. I might come back in, make some coffee. I don't know.
You're gonna do.
I'm gonna do whatever the heck I want today.
That's right, man. You're gonna do some guy stuff,
dude. I got my shoes on in the house right now. There's nothing to do about it.
It's man time.
Woo.
Oh man, we'll get that coffee brewing, brother. More with Aaron Watson coming up next on the Early Bird Show. And here's his first top 10 song, Out of Style, 105.5 and 105.9 The Hawk.
Man, things are good. You know, I woke up. She's a good mama.
Oh.
And she puts up with me, so she deserves as many shopping trips as she wants. But I'll tell you this. You know, she left early this morning. I got the kids up. Got, you know, the boys are old enough that they're kind of, you know, they kind of taking care of themselves. They're 12 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
But baby girl, Jolie Kate, she's 8. You know, I kind of have to. Waking her up is a process. You know, you don't – Sleeping Beauty just doesn't like to get woke up.
I know all about that, man. I got a 20-month-old and a 3-year-old girl at home, and
yeah.
They are sleepy heads. But getting them to sleep is a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah, it is. It does actually get a little easier. You're kind of right in the thick of it. But I got them – man, I cooked them breakfast this morning and got them to school, and – I came back, made some coffee, and I've been working on some songs. And man, God is good. He's blessed me in so many ways, and I'm just so thankful that I can, you know, do what I love for a living and take care of my family. Because as much as I love country music, if it wasn't taking care of my family, it would just be more of a hobby. It would still be my passion, but.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, this new batch of songs I'm working on, this album's the one. This new one that I'm working on, I don't know. I think I'm just finally, you know, 20 years into this, I'm catching my stride. You know, I'm not up and coming. I'm just slow.
Hold on a second, Aaron. There's a lot of people listening right now that think you're a new country artist, overnight sensation. You can't have been doing this 20 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I get that a lot, which, I mean, it makes a girl feel good. You know, I mean, it makes a girl feel good to be 20 years into something and everybody thinks, you know, they think I'm new. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, man.
You know? But it's great. We love what we're doing. I mean, it's you know, my dad often reminds me that Willie didn't really make it till he was about 45.
Yeah.
And, you know, some do it for the fame, the money, the glory, and... You know, there's guys like Willie and Waylon. You know, they kind of had that restless soul, man. They had to tell their story.
Absolutely, man. And you've been telling some amazing stories since you've hit the scene over the last few years. Of course, Underdog was the perfect title for an album that actually made it into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Talk about that. Why is that album in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Man, it was the first in the history of country music. It was the first independent album to chart number one nationwide.
Wow.
And I'll never forget when we got the call. You know, the album before that, Real Good Time, had charted top 10, which was a really big deal for an independent artist. And we started building some momentum and, you know, really capitalizing off, you know, what our previous 10 albums had done. And, you know, I mean, everybody seemed so shocked.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll never forget where I was. You know, I just dropped the kids off from school. I'd gotten home. I got a phone call. My wife, Kimberly, was making breakfast. And my manager said, "Dude, you need to sit down." And I thought something bad had happened to somebody, and I was kind of worried.
Yeah.
And he said, "Congratulations." He said, "Your album just went number one." And I was like, "Oh, on like an independent chart? That's awesome." And he goes, No. He said, "We're talking like your album's you sold more copies than Sam Hunt."
Yeah.
And it was a really neat deal because, you know, music is the family business. I mean, this is how I take care of my family, and we could have signed record deals along the way.
Yeah.
But by doing so, we would have had to change our brand of music, and you know, we're just so happy with where we're at and what we're doing. And man, I'll tell you what, it's the band is getting good. I mean, we're catching our stride. I mean, I'm telling you what, it took us this long to get here. You're not running us out of town now. I mean, whether they like it or not, we're going to put some more cowboy back in country music.
You know, and that really is what it's all about. And I got to tell you, and I mean this in all sincerity, you know, doing this 30 years I've been on the radio, and I echo your sentiments as far as, you know, doing what you love for a living to take care of your family, or it would be a hobby. You know, thankfully,
yeah,
I've been able to do this for as long as you've probably been doing country music, maybe even longer. But, you know, when I first saw you, I'm like, here we go. And then when I first heard you, I'm like, well, there it is. And then the more I listened and the more I saw you and the more I found out about you, I'm going to say something. And I'm probably not the first person that has said this, but I say this with all sincerity. You remind me of Chris Ledoux.
Man, that is the greatest compliment anybody could ever give me. I mean, more than comparing me to anybody else, and I've told people this for a long time, that Chris Ledoux, he's just Chris Ledoux.
Sure.
I mean, you know what? Chris Ledoux, you put George Strait and Garth Brooks in one room, and guess what? Chris Ledoux are still way cooler than both those guys. I mean, first of all, he was, he's a world champ bronc rider.
Yep,
so that,
yep,
that pretty much, I mean, but, you know, doesn't get much cooler than that. I mean, besides Merle Haggard going to prison, I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
Well, you know what? I know that you, last time we saw you, you were in Burley, Idaho, I think last summer, and we actually came out to see you. I think Tommy Joe met you at backstage there.
You
signed a guitar for us. And you actually got to share the stage with Ned Ledoux, Chris's son, which has to be pretty special to do. But, I mean, you are your own artist, but, man, I got to tell you, nobody's made me feel that excitement, that cowboy country excitement in a long time until I saw you. I mean, there's a couple others out there. You know Cody Johnson. And you guys are that independent Texas country vibe that's happening. And you know what? I think there's room in country music for that. I think there's room for Sam Hunt. I think there's room for
Absolutely.
Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban. It's such a wonderful all-American musical style. And, man,
we need
you. We needed you for a long time. I'm so glad you are on the radio.
Man, you're awesome.
I mean,
well, you know, I always tell people, you know, music is like, it's kind of like ice cream. I'm like, you don't want to show up to an ice cream parlor and there only be one flavor.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and in a world where we're supposed to be so excited, accepting, you know, especially in this day and age. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny that there hasn't been that attitude towards cowboys and country music. There's kind of been this for the longest time. It's been like, well, you guys had your reign for all those years. You're done. You know,
yeah.
And I'm kind of like, no, there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
And, just different flavors. That's what makes things delicious.
you know what, Aaron, over the years, over the three decades of being on the radio and all the different trends and all the different eras that I've got to witness with country music, it still drives me nuts when somebody says, well, that ain't country. And I said, do you realize the moment somebody played drums on a country music record that they thought Nashville was going to burn to the ground? The moment that they plugged a guitar in, Dolly Parton came down from the mountain, that it was going to be the end of country music. Country music will always be a unique, all-American storytelling musical genre. And don't you dare say it ain't country music if I'm playing it on my country station, because it is.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be about the song.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be about the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've always focused on. We're so blessed to have our first, top 10 without a style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. People ask me, they say, well, are you worried that you'll never have another radio hit? I said, it crosses my mind. I said, I think we'd all like to have hits, and they're like, I've been asked this a million times, well, what are you going to do if you never have another radio hit? I said, I don't know, put out number one records like I did before I ever had any radio play, and they just kind of laugh at it. But I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm going to just keep making records. So, it's kind of like, hey, in this world where we have this thing that my dad calls the intranet.
Yeah.
My dad calls it the intranet.
The intranet.
Even if someday you're like, man, I haven't heard Watson on the radio in a while, just Google me and I'll be coming to a town near you.
That's
right.
What I mean?
Because here's the truth. My wife, she doesn't stop spending, so I can't stop working.
Amen to that, my friend. Amen to that. And it's funny that you say you're moving and everything, because we just sold a house. We're fixing on moving into another house in the next month. And I know what you're going through, man. You're on the road living out of suitcases and living out of hotel rooms and buses. And you're going to be living out of boxes here for a little while. But it sounds like your wife's going to get that new place in shape. And, let's just wrap this up, though, with something that you touched on it a little bit. At the beginning of our conversation, I see it on your guitars that you sign. You put a scripture on there. Why don't you talk about that Psalm scripture that you put on your guitars when you sign them?
Yeah, I always put Psalms 118:14. I've always, there's also a similar verse in Exodus, but I've always liked that verse because it kind of applies to me and my music. And it says, it uplifts me. It says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. And, I don't know. It's just a good, more than anything, it's just it's a good reminder for me to try to stay focused on God. And it's a struggle, It's like, I tell people that I'm not a Christian because I'm perfect and I've got it all together. I'm a Christian because I promise you, I need Jesus as much as anyone on the face of God's green earth. I mean, it's like, anytime anybody tells me how, golly, man, I just look up to you, you got it all together. And I'm like, hey, let me give you my wife's phone number. You call her and she'll just let you know. So that's the thing, is that I like, people ask me about the crosses on my guitar. And, I get up there and I tell them, man, it's like, life is tough. We're going to make mistakes. And, because of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, I mean, there's no mistake that we've made that is so big that we can't be forgiven.
Amen.
And that's the message. The world needs a message of hope.
Yes.
And love and kindness. And so, being a country singer, I get a pretty good stage. I get up there and you know, every show I'm going to tell people about how much I love my family and how much I love Jesus. They're going to get that part whether they like it or not.
Amen, my brother. You know, I got to tell you, it is so nice to be able to talk to, you know, country singers, country stars about their faith, about their belief. And that they're not ashamed to put it out there and talk about it, and because that's a big part of who they are. That's why they do what they do. And to give all glory to God is just an amazing thing. And I think we need more God, not less God. So the more opportunities we all have, whether I'm on the radio talking about it with you or you're on stage talking to the fans, I think it just goes a long way. And like you said, making a better world, man. And I really appreciate you coming right up front and being willing to talk about that. I've had a few really good interviews. You know, I talked to Jeff Foxworthy about it. I talked to Chris Jansen about it. And those are strong, you know, men of God. And it sounds like you are as well. And I just want to let you know, thank you, and I appreciate that.
Well, you bet. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, aren't we all?
And you know it. Well, man, God bless you, and I can't wait to come see you guys this summer.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Come knock on the bus and come hang out with me.
Oh, you know it's going to happen, man. And those tickets do go on sale this Friday. We're giving them away before they can get them all week long. And Saturday, June 30th. Aaron Watson, Colonial Theater in Idaho Falls. God bless you, my friend. Good luck on the move. Have fun with the family, and we will see you very soon. Aaron Watson, yeah.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.